more formal lessons at the beginning of their convention. Our lesson today is on leading. Now, we're only going to be covering the basics. We're not even going to touch on the complicated songs or leading in the parts or how Leva Delwindo dances around the slate.
Not dancing.
We're not going to address regional variations. Now, what we are going to teach is not meant to be a criticism of anybody. As Red Green says in his TV show, we're all in this together. We're all pulling for you. So we hope that at the conclusion of our lesson, you will have learned by watching or hearing something that you will find useful as you seek to improve your own leading. Now, because we are going to concentrate on easier songs, we don't want to take something away from beginning leaders. And so all of the songs used in this lesson are still available to be used later on today. So don't think to yourself, oh no, they used my song. It's fine. Each time, common, triple, compound has its own set of arm motions. Sacred Harp singers are trained to recognize these arm motions. Leaders need to use them, because if you don't, the class isn't going to understand what it is you want the class to do on your song. And so the song that you have so carefully chosen will not be rendered as effectively as it might otherwise be done. David Wright is going to go through all of these things for us, and at this moment I will turn the floor over to David.
So what I'm hoping to do is, if you've attended a singing school before or have attended local singing before and learned about beating time, you may have had it explained to you that, well, songs with 3 beats go down, down, up, and songs with 2 beats go down, up. And if, for those of you who are new to that and wonder, well, how can I actually practice doing that, then I hope that I'm going to try to do some exercises that I hope will help you kind of practice, learn, give you an idea of how you might practice by yourself, and also will be something that we can all practice together. So the first thing I'd like everyone to do is hold your hand out in front of you, where you can see it, about shoulder height, whatever feels comfortable to you. And try to visualize a black line in the air in front of you going straight up and down, not you don't have to be floor to ceiling, but in a comfortable range. And everyone just, practice moving your hand to the bottom and watch your hand while you do it. Watch it really slowly. Just almost like there's a weight in it, bringing your hand down, and then you think about it. So once you got that, now the way you apply this when you're leading a song is. I find a good way to practice leading is to practice with a song that you know and can sing from memory, so that you don't have to think about it while you're singing. You don't have to have your nose stuck in the book while you're singing, but you can sing it without really thinking about it and watch your hand as it keeps the time to the song. So, for example, if we were to sing a song we probably all know, Mary Had a Little Lamb, then this is an example of a song with two beats. And we're just, if you're visualizing your line, then you just imagine a point at the very top and a point at the very bottom. Then when you bring that down and get to the bottom, we're going to start singing. And then you're going to keep even time, one, two, three. getting is the person to your right, if you're leading with your right hand, in your line of vision, and try to just mimic, try to match their emotions. So everyone get somebody else's hand together with yours in your line of sight, and we'll try to.
Mary had a
practice by being kind of conscious of what your hand is doing while you sing a song that is familiar to you, or practice beating along with a recording that you're listening to of a Sacred Harp tune, so that you get used to the motion without really, with a little conscious effort. I think that's a good way to practice. So let's do another song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Now this is an example of what's called a compound time song, meaning that each of the up and down beats is divided into three units instead of an even number of units. So it goes like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Happy birthday, dear day.
more song that we probably all know, Amazing Grace. And if you don't know your harmony part that's printed in the book, you can sing the melody. If you do happen to have memorized your harmony part in the book, you can sing that. Or if you like to make up your own harmonies. But the point, again, is to watch your hand while we do this exercise. And it has the same beating pattern as a natural unconscious, then you don't have to think a whole lot about. And there's a lot of kind of things you can do with the mind to kind of, you know, help learn various things. Like if you want to lead a song at a fast, for example, if you want to lead a song at a faster tempo, you don't need to move your hand faster with really big gestures. You know, this makes kind of, it kind of, you get, you know, tired out and start dragging a little bit, you know, but you just visualize a shorter line when you want to lead a faster tempo. Your hand doesn't move up as much, up and down as much. It moves the same speed, but a shorter distance, you know, for a faster tempo. That's
all the gestures get more.
Thank you, brother. So, I hope you found that, you know, helpful, and I'd like to, you know, encourage you to keep, as much as you can, really watch your hand or watch the person next to you, you know, watch your hand together with that other person next to you to practice. And another thing to add to, once we've kind of all, you know, talked about how do you convey your intentions to the class, something that didn't really fit in anywhere else in the lesson, but I thought it was important to mention, is that it's very important to be watching the leader, because the you know, the signs they're using to convey something to you, they may not be trying to do it the way we're used to doing it, the way we, you know, always do it. So it's that's why it's important to kind of, you know, be watching what the leader's doing, and be prepared to, maybe they're not going to do something that, you know, is not something we do that's like an unwritten tradition. You know, if they aren't doing that, you have to be prepared to follow them to not do that. And that helps you share just the whole experience of, you know, of connecting with people while you're singing, and you know, with the leader, and really responding to each other, which is a very, you know, powerful and important part of the Sacred Harp experience, I think. So that's all I have to say. We come in about on time.
We hope that the takeaway concept from David's segment of our lesson is strive for smoothness in all types of song, meaning time for song, and clarity.